talking, cause you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, Miss MP.
Hello, can you see me? Can you hear me?
Hi, Lily. How are you? Are you at the field right now?
Yes, I'm at the facility. I'm just sitting outside.
Nice. Are you going to training? Or are you coming from training or in between?
To training. Yeah, so meeting in like 45 minutes.
Awesome. Well, thanks for putting us in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
So we'll just dive in. We'd love to know how you've been enjoying it there so far.
Yeah, it's been an incredible year and a few months. Sorry if it's loud.
It's fine.
Everyone here is absolutely amazing. It feels amazing to be back home as well. Weather's not too great right now, but it's been very rainy in LA. Very rainy.
No, everyone keeps saying it. It's like, you guys are used to perfect weather, so a little rain.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Yeah, so that's so cool. You're playing like where you grew up. That must be a special feeling.
Yeah. It's been great. I literally grew up like 20 minutes from the facility. So
cool. Did you ever think when you were a kid that they would have a professional team there?
No, never. Yeah. Wasn't even a thought until obviously college. I was like, this would be great. Where would I want to play? LA, but everyone wants to play for LA.
Yeah.
And it happened. So it was cool.
Do a lot of your friends and family come to the games?
Yes, they didn't get to see much of me at Duke because it's just so far. So now, like mom, cousins, friends are all at the game. I have like a posse of eight. Can't get enough tickets for them. So
are you always asking your teammates to get some of their tickets?
Yes, but there's a lot of girls from California here too. So, you know, an extra ticket now is everything.
Yeah, that's awesome. And how would you describe the team this year?
I would say it's an amazing culture. One, two, like everyone here is best buds, no matter age. Like, hang out with Allie Riley 24/7, and I'm not aging her. She's gonna get mad at me for saying that. but no, the team is so close. It's like a family here. And even last year being a rookie and having no experience in the league and not really know anybody, it was so quick to adjust just because of the girls that are here and the culture that quickly, I guess, cultivated.
Is there anyone specific that took you under their wing, like your rookie year?
I would say Kara Caro, even though she's not here right now. Paige, Mads, Allie too. But yeah, I would say everyone was so nice to me. But yeah, a lot of the older girls helped a lot.
That must have been an interesting transition, because you went from playing college and you played an extra year there, right? So you were then you were a leader, and like I'm sure you grew as a leader every year.
Yeah.
And then starting back over again, like, was that difficult to transition to that, or?
I loved it, to be honest. I was like, I can focus on learning and learning from people who have more experience for me. And my fifth year was a bit challenging at Duke because I was like, I feel really old to be here. Do I want to do this? Like, I'm doing this because of COVID and like, don't know what I want to do after. And then coming here, I was like, wow, I can still be that person, but now learn from other girls who are leaders on this team and have been leaders, you know, throughout the league as well. So I enjoyed it so much.
That's kind of nice. It's like you get that feeling, that underlying feeling of like, all right, I've grown as much as I can in this one place. And like, it's time for, you know, a new type of challenge or a new type of hurdle that's going to, you know, put you into an environment that you're not used to. Would you say that your whole soccer career, you've been like comfortable challenging yourself and putting yourself in new environments, or has that been something that, you know, you said maybe playing anxiety over or anything like that?
Yeah, I think initially going from LA to Duke, it was probably the scariest thing that I had done. And I had made that decision myself where I was like, I could go to colleges around here. I could go to places closer to home, but decided to walk on to Duke. And I was like, this is my decision. You know, my family supports me, but I was like, took the ACT 6 times to get in. And then, you know, Robbie Church there was like, we have a spot for you. Like, we'd love for you to come, you know, earn playing time, but nothing's guaranteed. And I was like, let's do it. Don't know why I was so comfortable just like up and leaving, but I mean, I think it's just growing up, that's how my family was. Having two older brothers too, they're constantly challenging me. But yeah, that was the same thing coming here. I was like, okay, you know, I'm a rookie again. I need to earn my spot and continue to grow. So it's like normal for me to like be in a challenging situation. So I kind of find comfort from going down to up. So yeah, it's been fun.
I love that. And you bring up a good point, because I think so many girls, you know, from high school to college, they were like the star on their team and they were used to having all the playing. A lot of girls anticipate that you might not play your entire first year for a minute, you know? So what did that look like for you earning playing time? Were you, did you have moments of frustration and stuff like that? Or are you just like put your head down and grind kind of person? Because I feel like a lot of people, that's proves to be a breaking point for them, because it does, it gets discouraging when you're playing, you know?
I think going there, I knew that I had to work really hard to earn a spot because I was told that. And the recruiting process for me was so late, where a lot of my teammates, you know, in club were getting recruited. And I was like, there's something going on here. And it must be me if this is, you know, what's going on. So I was frustrated, but I wasn't frustrated with anyone else but myself. So going to Duke, I was like, I'm not fit enough. I need to get better technically, tactically. I need to ask for help. So me and you know, other rookies then were like, okay, we need to grind it out. We need to do extra stuff. And I think having other people there who are in the same spot, it kind of came naturally, where I was like, okay, we need to go out to the field. We need to do extra running. And as time went on, like, it didn't happen quickly. And I think that was hard for me, where 2-3 months of, I was like, okay, I'm not seeing progress. I'm not seeing the reward. And then it wasn't until like 3 years later, I, you know, got my shot, and then it grew from there. But it was a constant, it's a constant grind. It's not like, you know, my junior year, I had earned it. You know, the next year, I was like, I need to earn my starting spot again. And then fifth year was the same thing. It wasn't anything that was handed to me. And so, yeah, I think from then on, I wasn't the best technical player. And then here I'm like, wow, it's so good to hear that, you know, that's a reason why they recruited me, was because of that ability that I put extra work in to do myself. So, yeah.
I love how you said every year you had to earn it, because I feel like that's the way life is too. Mm-hmm. Like, if you get complacent and you're not trying harder, then it's not just going to be handed to you in most cases. So it's cool that you continue to do that, and it helps set you up for the pro league too, because it's not like you have to earn it every day. So it's a great mindset that you have. So what are things that this season you're focusing on personally on your game, whether it's on the field or off the field?
Yeah, I think right now, so I still try to touch on everything. So doing a lot of fitness, because, you know, season's long, want to stay healthy. Work on just tactical stuff, technical stuff, do a lot of film. And the coaching staff here is so great, where I every day can ask them for an adjustment or something I can do extra. And everyone here is so willing to help you develop, which has been really cool. So yeah, just figure out how I can be more impactful on and off the field, and hopefully keep growing in this league.
It sounds like you dedicate a ton of your time bettering yourself, like, off the field and just doing everything for soccer. But do you also have any hobbies or passions that are non-soccer related that you have, or that you want to like commit some time to each day?
Yes. I would say I tried to be in the fashion world a little bit. I love to just see what's going on and stuff like that. I think just growing up, my mom was a big impact for me in that sense because she studied fashion. So have a big interest in that. So constantly, I guess, seeing what I can do off the field, whether it's just pregame fits or helping some friends out. And I would say I try to, when I'm not here, not at the facility, not focus on soccer that much because balancing the two is so important for just the mental health aspect. Again, season's so long. So just get away. And I'm so fortunate to have family here. So I could just run over to my mom's and hang with the dogs, hang with my brothers and, you know, spend that family time. Because I think it's so important to step away for a bit. But yeah.
The pregame fit thing is so, it's such a new world this year. I feel like everyone looks amazing. And I literally don't, I don't know how to put an outfit together. So I would need to hire you. Or people should hire you to help them.
I would love to do that. That's something that I've been thinking about, actually. But, I mean, it can happen whenever.
Hey, I mean, we don't want you to retire anytime soon. But maybe that's something you can do down the line.
Yes, for sure.
So if you didn't play soccer, do you think you would, like, if you were to, would you be a designer too? Like, would you design your own clothes?
I mean, it's been a thought.
Yeah,
I love being creative. So like sometimes I wouldn't say it's a hobby, but for fun, I would like paint sometimes or, you know, do stuff like that. So that would be an idea to have my own brand. But yeah, constantly thinking of ideas. I never really do it because soccer's the number one goal right now. But yeah.
Did you ever feel like your style was different than like the norm and that felt like you like set you apart a little bit in that way, like made you feel a little bit different? And was that, I feel like a while ago, let's say 10 years ago, it was like not cool to be different. And I feel like now we're in a new sort of time where to stand out and to be different, you see it a lot in like men's pregame fashion. They're wearing skirts or they're carrying bags and like things like that. Did you ever feel like, you know, a little bit of an outsider or out of the norm with just your style?
I did. I think naturally growing up with two older brothers and having a lot of like men in my family, I was that tomboy and I would wear a lot of men's clothes. And then in high school, I had to wear a skirt and stuff like that. And I was like, this is just not me and I don't want to do this. So I would start like wearing sweatpants under my skirts and stuff like that. Like, this is not who I want to be. Again, it was a kind of uncomfortable to go against that. And then going from LA where it's such, I guess, diverse, you know, community where people wear a lot of different things. And then going to Duke where one didn't have a uniform and two, I could wear what I wanted to wear. It wasn't the norm as well, but I had a lot of teammates there who supported me in that. And they were like, this is so awesome that you know, have your own style, you doing what you wanted. So didn't feel, I guess, uncomfortable. And then coming back here, I feel great. So if someone has a problem with it, they have a problem with it. If not.
Good. I love that. I'd only ask the question because, like, you know, I train young girls right now and I can see them talk shit about each other and like make comments on, you know, the people who you would normally visually view as like maybe not, you know, the norm or fitting in exactly 100%. So I just think like the more that girls can hear, you know, from pros and from their leaders and role models to like express yourself and not give a shit, I think it's just such an important thing. So I love that.
Yeah, it's awesome. The more when you wear something confidently, no one's gonna say anything about it. So that's what I've learned. That's what I've also learned in the men's, you know, I worked at League Fits for a little bit where helped post like stuff on their accounts and guys who pushed the boundary in fashion were getting, you know, applauded and like, wow, this is so awesome. And then they made that a norm and then it's constantly pushing that boundary. So yeah, I mean, you wear anything confidently, no one's going to say anything. And if they do, who cares? It's your life. It's not theirs. So.
Good note to end on. Do we want to do some rapid fire questions? Just a little bit more about you off the field.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. What's your go-to coffee order?
I drink matcha more. So matcha latte with soy milk. Add some honey.
Ooh, nice.
What's your favorite drill at practice?
Thrill or drill?
Drill.
Both. I would say passing pattern.
Favorite team to watch, whether it's soccer or not?
Probably Man City or Lakers. I love the Lakers.
Since you were like a kid?
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
What's your favorite player of any sport, now or when you were a kid?
Kobe Bryant, for sure.
And then do you have any favorite books?
I do. For some reason, I'm drawing a blank right now. There's actually a children's book that I love reading. And I think it's The Boy, the Fox, and the Horse or something. I might be mixing those.
My sister just gave that to me.
Really? It's so awesome. It's so simple, but it has so many like life lessons in there.
So weird you brought that up. I've never read it. But I have to read it now.
It's awesome. I keep it by my bed whenever I need. Like, I could read the whole book in like 20 minutes.
A little pop. Yep.
Awesome.
Oh, do you have a favorite movie?
I would say The Dark Knight.
What actress would play you in a movie about yourself?
Wow. I get asked this a lot and I can never come up with an actress because I want to say someone who's Persian and I could never. Snow Allegra comes to mind, but she's an artist. She's not an actress.
That's okay. she can act.
Part of her acting career. Yeah.
If you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it?
I'm pretty basic since I don't eat meat. Probably just veggies, to be honest. Lettuce, tomato, avo. I'm a big chickpea girl. And some hot sauce. I like hot sauce.
Sounds good.
Hot sauce people are so weird. Why do you like pain?
I literally have something hot sauce next to me.
You get acclimated to it. So yeah,
I have given it a valiant effort and there's no acclimation happening.
I don't know what hot sauce you're having. You can put some Cholula. It's great for you.
All right, I'll give it another whirl. All right, and last question. What is your biggest soccer girl problem?
Probably my tan lines. Can never get rid of them. And now that I'm back in LA.
They're getting sharp.
It is tragic. There's nothing. I even try to go tan it out, you know, sometimes and cover like most of my leg.
That's what I try and
do. It just creates a whole nother line, too.
It's an all day.
But yeah.
That's a big talker about. Well, Lily, thank you so much for coming on. We know you have to get to training, but we really appreciate it. And we're so excited to continue to watch you just crush it on and off the field. And hopefully someday you can help us dress ourselves. Because
yes, for sure. Thank you guys for having me. This has been really fun.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.